brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, where, as always and as never changing, Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord over all, Lord in all, Lord through all. In Him we live and move and have our being. Yes, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I don't get tired of saying it, because we got to keep that reality at the forefront of our thinking amidst everything that's going on right now in the world. See, you know, with all that's taking place right now in the world, one of the challenges that'll come against the people of God will be a very challenge towards the sovereignty in your own mind of God over the situations that'll come to pass. See, you know, when things get bad in the external, and people's foundations are tested, people's realities are challenged, that's when people begin to question God. Why is this happening? Why is this taking place? Where is God in the middle of all of these things? And because they don't see it from a spiritual standpoint, they only see it from a natural mindset, their faith crumbles, their hearts melt, because they can't see. They can't see in the eyes of the Spirit what's really going on. You remember when Elisha, they're surrounded, and the city was surrounded, and they'd come to get him. And, the servant said to him, oh my gosh, we're surrounded. They're here. They're coming to get us. And what did he do? He prayed. He said, Lord God, open his eyes so that he could see. Because those that are with us are more than those that are against us. And when he could see in the realm of spirit, he saw the number and the hosts of heaven and the chariots of fire and what God had on his side in relationship to a child of God. See, when the fit hits the shan, as it were, the resources of heaven are without limitation there to be brought to bear on a situation on behalf of a child of God. God will take care of his people. God will instruct his angels concerning you that you shall not strike your foot against the stone. That doesn't mean we put the Lord our God to the test. It just means that you and I have to always recognize the fact that, hey, God's got our back. Whatever it is that he sends us into is whatever it is that he will carry us through. And he is true to his word. That means that God is going to take you through and carry you through. Whatever it is that you face, God will be true to taking you through. Oh, I like that. Yes, God will be true to taking you through. Can I get an amen? Yes, God will be true to taking you through. Now, there is a part that you and I play in that. And we submit ourselves to that plan and purpose of God, to the path that he will take us on. You know, this is a challenge, yes, because the road is rough and the way gets us tired and we get beat up along the path and it's hard to walk, it's hard to stand. You want to give up, you want to quit, you've had enough. But God, you know, the thing is too, is God realizes that. You know, here's the thing. He recognizes our frame. He knows our limitation. Jesus, more than anyone, can empathize with the limitations that we have in our natural being. Because he himself came in the form of a man and walked on this earth and went through what you and I go through. And you know what? God didn't give him a silver spoon in his mouth when he brought him into this world. Jesus started out from the very beginning in the natural with the deck stacked against him. I mean, at 2 years old, he had the entire armies of under Herod looking for him to kill him at two. So that being the case, you know, the precious soul is hunted from birth. The child of God is hunted right away. From the moment that you and I come into this world, marked for God, marked for the purposes of God, yes, you and I are hunted. You and I are targeted. Yes, that's part of it. You know, you got to stop complaining about it. It's part of it. Look, that's part of the experience that we have in this reality. So you got to move past that. You just got to accept that that is par for the course and part of what life is while you're here. Now look, life here doesn't go on forever. Aren't you glad about that? I'm glad about that. I am so glad that this reality, this paradigm, is not all there is. Because if it were, this would be not a nice place to be stuck. But I thank God that this isn't it. I thank God that we passed through. I thank God that by His grace, we're here for a season and for a reason. And we... Boy, we got another one. For a season and for a reason. So, you know, when you know that it's for a season and for a reason, take a little time and let God reveal what that is. You know, Jesus, in all that He did, He still knew what it was that He was called by God to do. And He kept that at the forefront. He didn't let it slip from His... He let that become His reality. So when people were trying to get Jesus to save His life, He had to put it in perspective. He's like, look, this is the reason that I came. I didn't come here to save my life. I came here to lay it down. God gave me the power to lay it down, and I take it back up again. And you and I have been given that same opportunity, that same choice, that same ability. We freely lay down our lives for the purposes and plans of God, and we take it back up again. Nobody takes our lives from us. We make a free will choice and a free will decision to follow Christ. Through it all, His will be done in Jesus' name. That's our prayer. Our prayer is, Lord, Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know why we pray that? It's because we have to pray, Lord, You have Your way. Why? Because Your will is what's going to happen in your life. And you've got to submit your will to His, to allow for His will to happen in you. Why? Because God doesn't override your will. He respects your free will choice, your free will decision. It's your choice if you want to serve Him or not. It's your choice if you want to follow Him or not. It's your choice if you want to obey Him or not. So if you don't want it, you won't have it. Simple as that. He's not going to make you follow Him. He's not going to make you do anything, really. It's up to you. So if you choose it, you have it. If you don't choose it, you don't have it. But if you choose it, you can experience the abundant life. Because you know why? There's only abundant life in Him. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That means that without Him coming, there is no abundant life. That means that everything the world has to offer is empty. That means that everything the world has to offer is a half measure, is only part, is only piece, is momentary glimpses, frivolous exercises. That you don't get anything with the world. It just passes away quick. And it's over. And it's done. There is no joy in what the world does. They get moments of happiness, but you know what? Even those things, they're fleeting even quicker, faster than before. It used to be that it would carry them a little bit longer. Nowadays, it doesn't last very long at all. They're just bitter, angry, sour, old souls. Even when they're young, they're just old souls. Just rotten through and through. Nothing. No joy. Nothing. Whereas the children of God, there's a lightness. There's a spring in their step in these days. Because God is restoring them. God is building them up. God is showing a greater purpose, a greater plan, a greater mystery, a greater blessing on their behalf. All coming to pass in this time, at this stage, in this age. You know, it's not until things look like they're past all hope of being salvaged that the miraculous can really be seen as such. See, until we get past what seems to be the point of no return, until then, it is not going to seem like a miracle. Until then, it's not going to seem like something that's even noteworthy. Because, hey, you got time to fix it. You got time to make something work. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You got time to say some good choice words to the king and keep you out of the fiery furnace. You got time to maybe politically maneuver yourself out of this one. But no. They said, you know what, king? When it comes to this matter, we're not going to be careful in answering you. As far as this one goes, you know what? You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve, is the principle that they stayed clear and true to. And God honored them for that. And they said, you know what? Even if He does not save us, we will not bow. That's what God wants. God wants a people whose hearts say, you know what? Even if we get burned up in this thing, we're not going to bow. Because though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. You know, there's a principle that somewhere, somehow, this needs to be taught. Somewhere, somehow, this has got to come out. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Though things don't work out for me in the world, yet will I trust Him. Though I don't get what I thought I wanted in the world, yet will I trust Him. That principle needs to be bedrocked in your soul in the days to come. Why? Because you cannot let your life and your eternity be contingent on your external circumstances. You cannot be let the way that everything shapes up in what's coming in the days to come. You can't let it be dictated by what's going on outside. That which is within is what's true. And God wants you to dig deep and know the truth. The truth shall set you free. He wants you to look to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, the champion of your soul, Yahushua, God's salvation. He wants you to look to Him and to trust Him in all that's going on. You know what? People don't trust God anymore. They trust everything else. They look to a political solution, a man-made solution, a business solution, a loan, a friend, a relative, a preacher online, whatever. But they don't look to God. And God wants you to look to Him. God wants you to trust Him. God wants you to know that through it all, He will carry you through. Ah, but you know what? In all of this, you can breathe easy because He's in control. And because He's in control, it's not up to you. It's up to Him. All you and I have to do is trust, release, stay in position with Him, and let God be God. And enjoy the ride. You know, you got to enjoy it. Enjoy what life was meant to be. Because you know what? He's given us a beautiful gift in being able to follow Him and live the life that God intended for you. Because it truly is an abundant life. You know what? Just after you listen to this audio, just stop and spend 5 minutes and just say, thank you, God. Just start thanking Him for all that He's done for you. If you're having trouble with that, thank Him that you've got your eyes, your legs, your hands, your fingers, and you have the breath in your nostril to just even say thank you. Start with a grateful heart, an appreciative heart, and go from there. Hey, God bless you guys. I love you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.